佢喺畢業之後咧，更加咧喺 Cary 啊 Cary College 嗰度咧，就攞佢嗰個嘅教牧學博士。佢之前咧就喺卡加里嗰度咧，就攞佢嗰個嘅宗教研究嘅學士。咁我就將時間交俾 Pastor Tim， 我哋亦都有黎愛文長老為我哋做翻譯。
Thank you, Pastor Simon. Yes, we went to Regent College together some years ago.
多謝黃牧師嘅介紹，我哋都係喺維珍神學院嘅一齊嘅同以前嘅同校嘅校友啊。
I'm really pleased to be with you here in worship today.
我非常之榮幸今朝喺同大家一齊嚟到崇拜。
I appreciate the way that your church has welcomed so many people.
我特別欣賞你哋教會，特別係你點樣樣嚟到歡迎你哋嘅新朋友。
And especially your welcome of people that are new to Vancouver.
特別你依歡迎嘅人咧，係好多時係啱啱剛剛嚟到温哥華嘅地方嘅。
I want to talk today about ways our church is learning to welcome our neighbors.
我想同大家一齊分享我自己教會。係點樣嚟到學習歡迎新來嘅人
？Into our home, into our church, and into our lives。
我哋將呢啲新嘅人，我哋歡迎到嚟到我哋嘅教會嗰度，嚟到我哋嘅屋企嗰度，同埋進到我哋嘅生命入邊。
I know that Pastor Abe last week spoke about church renewal。
上個禮拜陳牧師同我哋講到關於我哋教會嘅更新。
And if last week's sermon was about the inward journey,
所以上個星期嘅信息係講到我哋內在嘅一個嘅旅程。
Then this week's sermon is about the outward journey.
今日我會同大家分享就係我哋依個外在嘅旅程。
Into the neighborhood and the city.
依個外在嘅旅程點樣嚟到接觸到我哋嘅社區
？So my theme for today is God's welcome.
今日嘅主題就係話我哋就係講到神嘅歡迎
，and especially God's welcome to the stranger。
特別係神點樣樣歡迎依啲陌生嘅人。
I want to look at this theme from Scripture today。
我哋喺聖經嗰度睇有啲咩嘢嘅原則。
And then tell you some of the ways we have tried to live out this vision as our church at Grandview。
好，依啲嘅原則亦都喺我自己嘅浸信會教會嗰度嚟到活出嚟嘅。
This call of God to welcome the stranger is present throughout the entire biblical story.
在圣经里面很多时候都讲到神怎样呼召我们去欢迎陌生的人。
We find it in the story of Abraham.
我们在亚伯拉罕的故事那里看到。
Where he welcomes three strangers who turn out to be God's messengers of hope.
亚伯拉罕那时他欢迎一些陌生的人，但是其实那些陌生人原来是神的使者。
We find this welcome in the description of the festivals in Deuteronomy.
我哋喺《申命記》嗰度講到好多唔同嘅節日，嗰啲人以色列人點樣嚟歡迎人
？Where there the people are told to lay out the red carpet.
佢哋係叫聖經教導嗰啲以色列人咧，係特別嘅要歡迎呢啲嘅人。
For foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows among you.
特別係嗰啲孤兒寡婦。
We see it in these three prophetic pictures that point to what the world will be like when God's kingdom comes on earth.
我哋喺呢度可以睇到預神預言以後嘅世界嘅情形係會點樣樣嘅咧
？So, for example, Isaiah 25.
好似喺以賽亞書第25章嗰度咁講。
The Lord will make for all peoples a feast of rich food and well-aged wine.
佢話耶和華萬軍耶和華必為天下萬民擺設豐盛嘅筵席。
He will wipe away the tears from all the faces.
佢有陳年佳樣同埋精選嘅美食，主耶和華必擦去各人臉上嘅眼淚。
And the disgrace of his people, he will take away from all the earth.
從世上除掉佢哋嘅羞辱。
So when Jesus moves throughout Palestine, throwing these feasts,
我哋睇見耶穌喺巴勒斯坦嗰度行走嘅時候，佢有去參加咗好多唔同嘅筵席。
Jesus is making real the and putting flesh on this command to welcome the stranger.
特別係神係將依一個使命好活生生嘅擺喺我哋面前。
He's implementing God's vision for what society will look like when God is in charge.
佢希望我哋能够落实依一个点样样欢迎人喺依个现今社会里边系点样样嘅。
And he's doing all this with an extravagance that is raising eyebrows all over the place.
他在做这些筵席，做这些事情是很比较铺张一些的。
And that extravagance is no more apparent than in the parable we heard read earlier.
刚才我们读那段的圣经，就是讲到耶稣怎样摆设这个筵席的，比较很铺张，很高调地来做。
For Grandview, my church, this has been a very important story.
在我自己的浸信会那里，这个就是我们的典范。
It's continued to challenge us to make room for others.
就用这段的圣经来激励我们怎样来欢迎陌生的人。
Hear that story one more time.
我们再看一看这一段的圣经。
When you give a luncheon or dinner, don't invite your friends.
他说你摆设筵席的时候，不要邀请你的朋友。
Your brothers or your sisters.
不要邀请你的弟兄或你的亲戚。
Your relatives.
或者有你的亲戚。
Or your rich neighbors.
或者有钱的邻居。
If you do, they may invite you back, and so you'll be repaid.
他说免得他们回请你的时候，你就得到报答了。
But when you give a banquet,
他说相反，当你设宴的时候呢，
invite the poor,
要邀请一些贫穷的，
the crippled,
残疾的，
the lame,
瘸腿的，
the blind,
瞎盲的，
and you will be blessed.
那你们就有福了。
In the next parable, Jesus explains why he's throwing these parties all over Palestine.
他跟着亦都讲一个比喻，就是讲点解喺一个比喻嚟到解释佢点解要有呢啲咁嘅筵席。And
why he's inviting all the wrong guests, you might say.
点解咧？佢嗰阵时好似请埋一啲咧唔应该请嘅人。
The story is about a person with hosting a great banquet.
呢一个比喻系讲到有一个人咧系想请客。
He invites all the movers and shakers in this world.
他就想请晒好多达官嘅贵人嚟到。
And they all turn him down.
但呢啲人咧就完全就都决定唔会去参加。
Everyone has a reason for not coming.
每一个人都有佢嘅藉口吓。
Kenneth Bailey is a man who lived in the Middle East for many years.
有一个人叫做 Ken Bailey， 佢喺中东嗰个地方住咗好耐嘅。
And he writes that all these reasons are fake. They're bogus.
他就讲呢个比喻里边嗰啲人所讲嘅藉口咧，其实都系好唔啱嘅藉口嚟嘅。
He says no one would buy land in the Middle East without inspecting it first.
佢话有啲人，佢话有人嗰啲中央人买块地嘅时候咧，佢应该睇咗块地咧先至买嘅，唔会话咧啊，我而家要去睇块地，所以我唔嚟得你个宴会啦咁。
And no one would buy 5 oxen without first inspecting them.
或者嗰啲人买一个5只牛咧，佢一定系已经睇得好清楚先至买嘅。
It would be like buying 5 houses in Vancouver that you've never seen. You just buy them.
好似真系我哋买屋，我哋喺度买屋都唔会话唔睇就买咗佢噶。
And the third excuse in that story is offered by a man who claimed that his marriage won't allow him to accept the invitation.
第三个嘅藉口嗰啲人咧就话，因为我啱啱结咗婚啦，所以我唔嚟得参加你嘅宴会。
And this excuse may be a little more valid.
呢个藉口可能都有啲原因嘅。
But Jesus will challenge that one too by saying that following him is greater than following our family.
但耶稣喺呢件事上都挑对佢一个挑战，就系话你爱我应该要比你爱你屋企人更多。
So after all these respectable people turned down the invitation,
所以呢啲所有嘅达官贵人咧，佢哋唔参加，决定唔参加呢个聚会啦，呢个宴会啦。
The host sends out messengers to invite those who typically don't get invited.
咁呢个主人就话好，咁我咧就去邀请嗰啲咧陌生嘅人嚟到参加我呢个宴席。
And that includes strangers and even enemies.
呢啲邀请嘅咧系一啲陌生嘅人，甚至系佢嘅敌人。
The parable makes it clear that God's extravagant banquet will have an invitation list.
喺度会讲到咧，神嘅呢个好铺张嘅宴席咧。
That stretches to the farthest corners of the nation and society.
这个名单所要邀请的人呢，是全世界每个角落的人都被邀请的。
If we don't receive and extend that welcome,
如果我们不将这个邀请来派送出去的话呢，
then God will find others who will.
神就会用其他的人来邀请其他的人来参加。
Theologian Christer Stendahl says this.
有一个神学家咁样讲。
Wherever God's kingdom is, there is welcome.
他无论在神的国度在哪里的时候就一定有神的欢迎。
This parable and others like it,
这个比喻呢好像 其他一样。
Have been really important in shaping our vision of hospitality as a church.
这个比喻帮助我们教会能够真是成为我们一个异象的中心。
It's a vision that has challenged, stretched, and sometimes infuriated us, but has inspired us over the years.
这个的异象是我们的要怎么样款待人，成为我们异象的中心，成为我们的动力。
It's this parable, and like ones like it, that has moved us to start a community meal.
是因为有这个异象呢，令到我们开始了一个社区的饭堂。
Or to start Kinbrace, a home for refugee claimants.
又或者令我们又开始了另外一个事工叫做 Kinbrace, 是给一些难民的家庭有一个住的地方。
Or to welcome people into our homes.
亦都令到我哋咧點樣嚟到歡迎人進入到我哋嘅屋企嗰度。
I want to tell you some of those stories today.
我想同大家分享一啲依啲事工嘅故仔。
In hopes that it might stir your imagination of how to extend God's welcome.
希望依個分享能夠令到你咧能夠有自發性嘅覺得你嘅教會係咪有啲嘢可以做咧？
One of our first responses we had made has to do with our community meal and shelter program.
第一個嘅事工我哋做嘅咧，就係關於我哋依個社區飯堂同埋一啲嘅庇護所。
Was first called Out of the Cold. Now it's called Crossroads Community Meal.
我頭個名咧就叫做喺寒冷度出嚟啊，或者收尾咧佢改咗名叫做十字路口嘅事工。
Every Thursday evening, about 60 people gathered to eat together.
每个星期四晚咧，我哋都有大概60个人咧喺我哋嗰度一齐食饭。
We share a meal, conversation, and become friends over time.
我哋一齐食饭，一齐有分享，一齐倾谈。
Many of the folks that come have no home or very small income.
好多嚟参加食饭嘅人，你个饭堂嘅人咧，都系好穷困嘅人，或者冇地方住嘅人。
I really like the name Crossroads for that meal.
我好中意我哋依个名叫十字路口嘅事工啊。
Because this meal has become one of those third places sociologists talk about.
因为依一个十字路口嘅依个嘅事工咧，好似嗰啲社会学家讲嘅，俾我哋一个地方叫第三嘅一个嘅地方。
In those places, strangers meet in kind of a neutral space and have an opportunity to get to know each other.
这个地方呢就是在不同的人呢聚在一起，在一个比较中立的地方一起聚在。
It's one of those places where we cross paths together with each other.
在那里呢，我们的生命呢，在那里大家有接触。
Where we cross boundaries of social and economic differences.
我们在那个接触里面跨越了我们的文化或者我们的社会的地位。
And where we can rebuild trust.
让我们大家来建立一个信心。
For over 20 years, Crossroads has been one of those places where strangers become friends.
这个十字路口的事工已经做了20年了。我们有很多的人在那里能够大家的彼此有接触。
This meal has encouraged us to offer further steps of welcome.
因为这个饭堂的事工呢，令到我们呢能够做更多的事。
Especially those who are more vulnerable, we've started to welcome into our homes.
特别有啲好有需要嘅人咧，就喺呢个事工里边，令到我哋接触到。
This has been the mission of Salisbury Community Society.
呢个另一个事工咧，就系呢个叫做 Salisbury 嘅社区嘅协会啊。
We began with two houses that are right next to the church, opening up them to people.
这个社区协会的工作呢，头开始的时候呢，就用了我们教会附近的两间屋。
Over the last 19 years, many people have chosen to live with others and welcome others.
在以往19年来呢，有很多不同的人呢，能够在这间两间屋那里来到居住。
And while part of this is driven by economic factors you're all very aware of,
很多时候为什么人来到这里住呢，就是因为他们不能够经济上能够不支持到他们的住宿的问题。
We've also found motivation from the call of the gospel to develop a deeper shared life together.
我们也因为神的呼召 为了福音，我们希望能够和这些陌生的人有更深的交往。
Which is very important in a city where there's much loneliness.
特别在一个温哥华这个城市里面，有很多孤单寂寞的人。
This has been our own family's journey.
这个是我们教会的一个的历程。
It started 25 years ago for us.
我们25年前已经开始这个的历程了。
My wife and I and our first son welcomed a couple from Latin America.
我和我太太我仔呢欢迎了一个在拉丁美洲来的新的移民。
They needed a place to live and they stayed with us for a year and a half.
他需要一个地方来住，那一住呢就住了一年半。
And then a woman who was going through a divorce and depression needed a place to stay for a weekend.
又另外一个人呢，因为他一个妇人呢，因为他要有情绪的问题呢，他又同我哋住咗一段嘅时间。
And she stayed with us for a year and a half.
又住咗一年半。
Then a single mother and her son who had a bad landlord.
有一个单身嘅母亲嘅妇人，佢因为住宿嘅问题呢，又话要搵唔到地方。
They moved in and you can guess they stayed for a year and a half.
咁又喺我哋度住一住咧，又住咗一年半载啦。
You get the picture. People stay with us for a year and a half, and then they don't like us anymore. They move out.
你睇佢哋，多数啲人咧嚟咗住多一年几咧，啊，觉得就会继续去搬去第二度啦。
Actually, living with others is a great way to understand yourself better.
其实一齐同人哋一齐住埋一齐咧，系令到我能够了解自己更多。
Both your strengths and your flaws.
明白到你自己嘅弱点同埋你嘅强项啊。
After we had a woman who was going through rehab stay with us for 3 months.
有一次，有一个妇人因为要经过一啲嘅康复嘅治疗咧，系同我哋住喺我哋度住咗三个月。
We said to each other, we can do this.
我哋话啊，一定可以搞掂，可以跌得噶啦，我哋可以做得到嘅。
And we became intentional about welcoming others to live with us.
所以我好刻意嘅嚟到邀请呢啲人嚟到同我哋一齐住。
We counted up our housemates and we realized that we've shared our home with over 38 people.
我哋计一计，哇！原来我哋咁多年嚟咧，同过36个唔同嘅人一齐住。
Someone has said that Vancouver's main problem is not a lack of housing.
有啲时话温哥华嘅居住嘅问题唔系因为我哋唔够屋住。
The problem is too many empty bedrooms.
个问题咧就系我哋有太多空置嘅睡房。
Two houses where the bedrooms are always filled are this place called Kinbrace.
有呢个地方，我呢个 Kinbrace 一个嘅地方咧，有呢两间屋咧，成日都有人喺嗰度住嘅。
Kinbrace began 20 years ago when Lorne and Tama Belisky had a dream of providing home and support for refugee claimants.
呢个 Kinbrace 一个嘅事工咧，系大概20年开始，有一对夫妇佢睇见呢一个嘅住屋嘅需要，所以佢哋就开始咗呢个事工啦。
Kinbrace is two houses side by side with 10 suites where refugee claimants, people who have make a claim for protection at our borders, are welcome to live.
这个 Kinbrace 这个地方呢有两间屋，一共呢有10个单位。这个单位呢是给很多的难民的申请的人呢来到在那里有一个住的地方。
Over the last 20 years, about 400 people, some of the most vulnerable in the world, have found a landing spot there.
咁多年嚟咧，有多过400几个嘅难民系用呢一个嘅住嘅地方咧，成为佢哋嘅新到一个嘅落脚点啊。
And they found a welcome and a home there.
佢去嗰度不但止佢有居住，佢哋亦都受到好大嘅欢迎。
If there's any group in the world who experiences the world as strangers, I think it's refugees.
我哋觉得如果有边啲人喺呢啲难民咧，系喺嘅经历咧，系我哋世界上边经历最多陌生嘅地方，就系呢啲嘅难民。
Jean Vanier is the founder of L'Arche communities around the world.
有一个国际嘅房屋嘅机构，嗰个嘅创办人叫做 Jean Vanier。
And in those communities, both physically challenged, mentally challenged people live with others together.
这个机构呢，主要呢，就是针对那些伤残或者弱智的人，令他有居住的地方。
Jean Vanier writes an ending to this parable for our time today.
他这个创办人作了一本书。
The book that this quote comes from is called Community and Growth, and it's an invaluable book if you live together with others.
这本书就叫做社区与成长。 如果你对这方面有兴趣的呢，你一定要看这本书。
He really helps you to face your own brokenness, one of the gifts of learning to live with others.
这本书呢，让到我们每一个人都面对我们自己的破碎，怎样来到装备我们，来到服侍我们社区的人。
I want to read the quote he offers in that book for the church.
在这里他有一句，在这本书有一段的说话，我想跟大家分享的。
He writes this, in the years to come, we are going to need many small communities.
他说，以后的很多年，我们的需要是比较一些小的社区或者小的团体。
Which will welcome lost and lonely people.
这些团体是要欢迎我们一些失落和孤单的人。
Offering them a new form of family and a sense of belonging.
让到他们，我们这个团体呢，会给他一个新的形式，家庭的形式，令他有一个的归属感。
In the past, Christians who wanted to follow Jesus.
以前我们很多基督徒说要我们跟随耶稣。
Opened hospitals and schools.
他们就开了很多的医院或者办学。
Now that there are many of these.
现在我们有很多医院，很多学校都是教会开始的。
Christians must commit themselves to these new communities of welcome.
现在我们的基督徒，我们应该要委身在一些新的小社区或者小团体那里。
To live with people who have no other family.
就是跟一些没有家庭的人来一起住。
And to show them that they are loved.
表明他们是被爱的。
And that they can grow to greater freedom and in turn give love and care to others.
而他在这个生命里面能够得着自由，反而能够将他所得着的爱分享出去。
So let me ask you today.
所以今早我问你一个问题。
How are you being called to open your life?
神怎样向你 的呼召，叫你的生命来敞开呢？
To open your home.
你要敞开你的家庭呢？
To open your church building.
敞开我们的教会。
To extend the welcome of God in Christ.
来欢迎这些神的欢迎给我们的社区呢？
Let me tell you about one more response we have made.
Okay, 我再有一个分享。
This building just opened this year on the corner of First Avenue and Victoria Drive in Vancouver.
这个建筑物呢，我们刚刚才开始的，就是在温哥华一街和维多利街那里。
It's called the Cohere Project, which means community here.
这个英文名叫Cohere，即是说一起共处的地方。
What does the Cohere Project look like?
这个一同共处的地方的事工是怎样的呢？
Well, we have built underground parking for our church.
我们教会有一个地下的停车场。
And then there's a floor of community space.
在地下停车场上，我们就建了一个社区可以用的空间。
Which also involves a community garden. You can't see it on that picture there.
你看见这个建筑物，除了有我们社区的空间之外，也有一个社区的花园。
And there are 26 units of housing there in that building.
在这个建筑里面有26个单位。
And they're structured in small hubs where six suites are together and open up into a common living room.
这些单位是每六个成为一组的。 每一组就有它有共同的客厅。
We are really excited about this project.
我们很兴奋为了这个事工。
Let me tell you about one person who lives there, Mrs. Tam.
我同你大家分享有其中一个住客啦，佢叫做谭太啊。
Mrs. Tam is a single mother who has raised her daughter and was losing her housing.
谭太咧，佢亦都系一个单身嘅母亲，佢就养大咗个女之后，但咧佢咧喺住居嗰度咧系有啲嘅问题。
Her health problems meant that she could no longer work full time.
因为佢健康嘅问题咧，佢唔可以继续工作。
And she lived with great anxiety.
咁佢好多嘅焦虑。
6 months after moving into Cohere, she's a new person.
佢搬咗入去我哋依個共同居住嘅地方嘅時候咧，佢嘅生命又大有大嘅改變。
Her future housing is secure.
因為佢嘅住宿嘅問題已經得著保障啦。
And now she can focus on living.
佢又真係可以將佢嘅生命咧，佢會點樣嚟到生活落去？
We're excited about this project because we can be think it be, can be a model for other faith communities.
我哋特別對依一個嘅事工咧，好興奮，因為點解咧？我哋覺得依個可以成為其他教會嘅一個嘅典範。
Where we use our parking lots and land assets to build affordable housing.
就係用我哋嘅停車場同埋我哋土地嘅資源咧，嚟到起一啲可以負擔得起嘅居住嘅地方。
We think this can be a way that churches can reroute and really root in their neighborhoods.
可以成為我哋一啲教會再重新建起來嘅一個嘅典範。
And it can also make a serious dent in our affordability crisis here in Vancouver.
同埋依樣嘅事工咧，可以真係幫助到我哋好多住屋嘅問題，令到好多人能夠住到可以負擔到嘅居所。
Many of the examples I've given today of welcoming the stranger have to do with housing.
今朝我同大家分享好多我哋嘅歡迎嘅嘢咧，都係關於到住屋嘅問題。
And for good reason in Vancouver.
啊，依個係好好嘅理由，因為特別喺温哥華依個地方。
But of course, if we take up Jesus' call to welcome the stranger.
但如果我哋攞到耶穌向我哋呼召話要點樣樣歡迎人嘅時候
，it will impact all aspects of our lives.
不但只係喺居住嘅問題，喺我哋每一個圈子、每一個層面裏邊都能夠有影響嘅。
From how we greet the person on the street,
到到我哋點樣樣向人哋打招呼
，to who we invite to our parties,
邊個請我哋請邊啲人嚟我哋嘅 party,
to how we organize our worship and life together as churches,
我哋喺教會裏點樣一齊嚟到敬拜
，to the kinds of public policies we support around immigration and social support,
到到我哋對於政府嘅對新移民嘅政策嘅睇法
，one of the shifts I have had to make in this journey.
有一樣嘢，一個嘅我喺依件事上邊一個最大嘅改變。
And one that I have to keep making is this.
依個嘅轉變係我每一日都要更新嘅轉變嚇。
So often I can wait to be invited in by someone else.
好多時咧，我就可以喺度等，等人哋嚟到邀請我。
I function almost like the stranger.
我可以將我自己當係一個陌生人咁。
Figuring that one day when I'm really in, when I'm really accepted,
就若果有人真係邀請我，我完完全全被接納嘅時候咧
，then I'll start to welcome others.
咁咧，我就先至去歡迎其他嘅人。
But the truth is, the welcome we feel is often going to come up short.
但係我哋個實際嘅問題就係，我哋所謂被自己會被人哋歡迎、被接納咧，係永遠都唔會完全嘅。
If I wait to welcome others until I feel filled up with welcome myself,
如果要我要等到我要全完全被接纳嘅时候，我先至欢迎人嘅话
，I will probably never welcome others.
呢个永远都唔会发生嘅。
You know what I mean?
你明唔明白啊
？I once interviewed a man in our church about the welcome of God.
我有一次问一个人喺我哋教会佢点样嚟到欢迎人
，and he made a very interesting remark.
佢有一个好有趣嘅一个回答。
He said, "I've been invited into other people's lives and homes many times."
其實我佢話我已經好多時都被人哋邀請咧，去進入到人哋嘅屋企嗰度，同埋佢同我哋一齊生活啦。
But I remained kind of aloof. I remained kind of a stranger.
佢話雖然係咁樣被邀請，但係我永遠都好似有少少嘅陌生人嘅感覺。
But when I welcome people into my home and my life, everything changed.
但若果當我邀請人去我哋屋企嚟到我生我哋个生命里边嘅时候咧，我嘅生命就完全得着改变啦。
We have a very important reason why we can welcome the stranger.
我哋点我有一个好好嘅原因，点解我哋要邀请欢迎人
？And it begins with the astonishing welcome of God to us in Christ.
呢个原因就系神嘅俾我哋嘅邀请。
No matter who we are or what we've done, God welcomes us.
無論我哋嘅係咩嘅人，神都一樣嘅歡迎我哋。
In his letter to the Romans, Paul gets at just how generous God's welcome is.
喺羅馬書嗰度，好清楚講俾我聽，神係何等一個係點樣歡迎我哋。
He writes there, while we were yet sinners, while we were yet God's enemies,
他说唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候，
Christ died for us.
神耶稣为我们死。
The truth is that in relation to God, we have all been strangers welcomed home.
就是我们神的关系一路以来都是陌生人，但是最终的目的就是神接受欢迎我们回到家里。
I want to leave you with two important questions today.
我今天想留给大家两个的重要的问题。
Will you receive this unbelievable welcome of God?
你会不会能够接受神对你的欢迎呢？
And move from being a stranger to be a friend of God.
从一个陌生人你成为神的朋友。
And if you do, how will you extend that welcome to others?
如果你接受了的时候，你怎样将这个接受了的欢迎能够传送出去呢？
How will you extend that welcome especially to strangers?
特别对陌生的人，你怎样来到将这个欢迎来到给他们呢？
So that Jesus will be known and lifted up in Vancouver.
让其他的人，让耶稣的名得着荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.